are times with sounds of silence, and here's the sound of monitor.
Come on now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music grooving, we're going strong. One monitor.
I love you, Alice, Peter, Glass, and so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice, Peter, Glass. I'm gonna change your name.
Harper's Bazaar on Monitor. It's called I Love You, Alice B. Toklas. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. We'll have a serious talk with comedian Bill Cosby in a minute. Here's Della Reese.
Love is groovy. Love is laughter cut with tears. Love is picnics. Love is death up to your ears. Love is Christmas. Love is dreams that might come true. Love is daisies. Love is what you have to do. Hey, lover, don't you worry. Let the heavy duty cold power do it. Do it. No matter how dirty, just suck a little cold power. Do it. Do it. Cold power. No hot water drinking for you. Cold power, germ groups too. Love is groovy. Love is collars nice and clean with cold power.
Bill Cosby is well known as a comedian and co-star of the I Spy series. We don't often hear him speak seriously. Ron Pobuda questioned Bill Cosby about his feelings on some important subjects of our times.
I've talked to Dick Gregory. Have you ever given any thoughts to pursuing the kind of life that he has, to literally involving yourself 100% in the civil rights movement?
Dick has accomplished an awful lot. I appreciate Dick, and I love him, and, you know, and I worked for him. But I just couldn't do what Dick is doing now. And I don't think there's any criterion as to... I think that Bill Cosby does more by acting, or Bill Cosby does more by doing a Black America series or whatever, than Dick can do starving, you know, in the jail in Oregon or marching with the people in Mississippi, so forth and so on. I just don't particularly see that.
You think that there will, at some juncture in the history of the United States, be equality between the Black man and the red man and the white man and the purple man and whatever other color we can happen to come up with?
No, I don't, because we're running into too many problems, man. To give you one little example, black history. Look at the problem we're having trying to get this put into the schools. Now, if we talk about American history, then you've got to and you should include the black people who've done things, too. But we're not included anywhere. Now, if we take something as let us say, harmless as that, then I have a feeling right away that people don't really want it. They don't want to know. They just don't care.
What do you say to your kids, then, when this subject comes up, as I'm sure it does?
Well, there's no problem with my kids because I break the books out, see, and I teach them. Whatever school they go to, I'm going to yank them out if there is no black history.
So you're going to bring them up with this idea, then, and have them find their own place, understanding what they are in their relation to the society, the white society?
Sure, to basically have them prepared. That is, to realize what is going on, what exists, and to judge each individual for what he is worth. They will try and walk this life as human beings and try and judge things, you know, to the best of their ability, and exactly what I have taught them. There will be no hatred, but there will be a seriousness about them, you see. And when you come up and you say how to do and you got a song and dance, you better be ready for them, man, because, you know, they're going to be looking at you right in the eyes.
Bill Cosby, most interesting, and thank you for taking some time out of a busy schedule to talk with us on NBC's Monitor.
I wasn't busy. I was just standing on a street corner.
In a few minutes, we'll hear Bill Cosby off a street corner on our stage.
Many forms of cancer are on the decrease, claim fewer lives each year, but not cancer of the lung. And the association between lung cancer and cigarette smoking is now known to be a fact. Learn how you can help protect yourself from lung cancer, how it is diagnosed, how it is treated, and how to prevent it. Write the U.S. Public Health Service, Washington, D.C., for their free, easy-to-understand folder on cancer of the lung.
At 15 minutes past the hour, you're 1 minute away from a new song by Dean Martin. Oh, joy. Here on the Monitor Beacon.
Young Americans outgrow things. Shoes, dresses, trousers, and colleges. Yes, colleges. 7 million boys and girls are in college now. In 10 years, there'll be 10 million. That's going to take both more buildings and more teachers, and both cost money. Tuition only provides about one-third of it. Colleges need help. Give to the college of your choice. You'll be glad you did. In the middle of the day, there's me, Jim Gerhardt. And once you find me, you'll never let me go.
Is that a chicken joke?
Well, I'm used to that. Men, women, and children crying for Gerhardt. But don't you cry. I'm yours. Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Very interesting.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Find a Reason to Believe, one of the latest by the Sandpipers on Monitor.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie, straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listen long enough to you,
I find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe.
Other on-stage star performances recorded at leading theaters and nightclubs. Now here's Bill Cosby's secret of domestic bliss, comedy style.
I'm probably the only living husband that wins an argument with his wife. You know what I do? I'll tell you my secret. When we argue, I cry first. Yeah. And then I beat her to the bathroom. And I lock her out. And she's out there banging on the door. Let me in. I said, no, I was in here first. And then I open the door and I beat her to the telephone. I call my mother. My wife can't think for nothing. On top of that, I leave my underwear in the sink first. She can't beat me in that. She comes up and says, my hands are dirty. Your underwear's in the sink. I said, good. Now you know how I feel. You ever go up to wash your hands in these things with the bubbles floating in the sink? And your hands are stale, you got gunk all on your hands there. And you, how are you going to pick them up? You don't know how to wash your hands or leave the water clear. I leave my socks strung across as she hangs herself when she walks in the bathroom. I take my wife back. Everything she does, I do. First time I got married, I almost got my neck torn off, man. Walking into that bathroom with the nylon strung across the doorway. Just... I pay her right back. Yes, and I love it. I have my own hair dryer. And she talks to me and I say, what? What?
Bill Cosby, that's what, for Monitor on Stage. Now here's some advice for house hunters from the Oak Flooring Institute. Buying a house with carpeting could be like buying a pig in a poke. I'm not too sure what a poke is. But I do know this expression means you aren't sure what you're getting, and that's why it's a good idea if you're looking at carpeted houses to ask what's under the wall-to-wall. If there's a good solid oak floor underneath, you're in good shape. But if there's only a subfloor of plywood or concrete, you better look out, because carpeting wears out. And when there's no permanent floor under it, that carpeting has to be replaced. That's going to cost you quite a bit of money, too. But if your new home has an oak floor, you have a floor that'll last the life of your home, and you have a floor that's right in step with the latest style trends. Leading interior designers today show a strong preference for the look of gleaming oak floors with interesting, colorful area rugs. Oak floors help your house retain its resale value, too. When you buy a house, know what you're getting. If it's carpeted, be sure to ask what's underneath. Tell the guy to rip it up. You want to look under there. Insist on a permanent floor and oak floor. Young Girl by King Richard's Flugel Nights. Today's music is featured on the NBC Radio Network's Now series. Next week, Roscoe, the host of the 5-Minute Daily program, will talk with British pop singers Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck. Tomorrow afternoon, his guests are Bobby Gentry and Glenn Campbell, two American singers who've started recording together. If you want to find out about the British pop sound and the American country sound and many other things, tune in to Now, late afternoons on NBC Radio.
What was that?
Temperature just fell. Got to get some antifreeze.
Get DuPont Xerox antifreeze. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
Southwestern Michigan hears us on WBCK, the voice of the cereal city, Battle Creek. Crunch, send in a box top. We'll send you a monitor free. Well, we do anyhow. There'll be more soon. Gene Rayburn, your host.
The following is a pre-recorded political program paid for by the Nixon-Agnew Campaign Committee. Recently, Richard Nixon participated in a live, unrehearsed question-and-answer program before a panel of Georgia citizens. The following is an excerpt of that program.
Mr. Nixon, General Curtis LeMays became Governor Wallace's running mate today, and he immediately said that he would use a nuclear bomb if he had to win in Vietnam. How do you feel about the use of nuclear weapons in Vietnam or elsewhere?
I do not believe that nuclear bombs or nuclear weapons should be used in Vietnam. I do not think they're necessary to be used in Vietnam. And I think nuclear weapons should be reserved only for what we hope will never come, and which I think great diplomacy, and it will have to be great diplomacy, can avoid, and that is a confrontation with a nuclear power. Whenever you use the ultimate weapon in a small war like this, you inevitably run the risk of its being escalating into a major war with either Communist China, which now has some nuclear capability, or the Soviet Union being involved. And so under the circumstances, in order to bring this war to a conclusion, what we should do is, in terms of our military power, and it means not only military power, but diplomatic and economic and a lot of other things have to be used as well. But in terms of military power, we should limit our efforts to the use of conventional weapons. That's all that is needed, and we should not risk a nuclear war in Vietnam by any matter of the means. I disagree completely with Curtis LeMay on this point. I'd like to say, Mr. Murphy, when I say I disagree with Curtis LeMay, I have great respect for Curtis LeMay as a general, as an Air Force general, when he was the head of SAC. But this kind of reaction shows why I think it's so important that in the White House you have a man who recognizes that you must have civilian control over the military. The military solutions are not always the right solutions for those who are seeking peace and peace without surrender. That's really the point I'm trying to make.
Mr. Nixon, the Senate now has blocked the nomination of Abe Fortas as Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Who do you plan to nominate if you're elected?
Well, Mr. Murphy, as I'm sure you will recognize, that when I get questions as to who I will appoint to the cabinet, and many people have already appointed my cabinet, I really don't have to do it, you know. Just too many have been appointed. That's all I have to select out of you. And as to who I appoint to the Supreme Court, it would be very presumptuous for me to say that until I first win the election, which I hope to do. But I will indicate the kind of man I want. That I think is fair, and I think you will agree that under those ground rules, if you don't mind, I'd just rather leave it at that, and then you can get an indication of who it might be. My view about what a judge in the Supreme Court should be does not relate to whether he's a liberal or a conservative. What I'm concerned about when I look at a judge is also not whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. The question is, what kind of a lawyer is he, first? And second, what is his attitude toward the Constitution? Now, if I find a man, whether he's a Democrat or Republican, or known as a liberal or a conservative, who recognizes that it is the role of the court to interpret the law rather and to leave to the Congress that of writing the law, that's the kind of a man that I want.
If you believe Richard Nixon should be our next president, please help by contributing to his campaign. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 100, Washington, D.C. We need your help. We need it now. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 100, Washington, D.C. This time, give like your whole world depended on it. The proceeding was a pre-recorded political program paid for by the Nixon-Agnew Campaign Committee.
My name is Roscoe. The show is now. It happens weekdays on NBC Radio.
Distance to the location.
Jerry Puckett and the Union Gap with Over You on monitor.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero Massage. This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Mustero relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Mustero.
Don't move, just leave your dial out of the gears monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Gene Rayburn sitting in for Henry Morgan, who's in Japan, finding out why the Japanese say, Asso. So we carry on here with sports news later this half hour. First, Sonny James is going to sing you a little song, Born to Be With You, Country Western Style.
Shadow, less glare. So get GE Soft Whites and be kind to your eyes.
Join the General Electric Soft White Light Society for prevention of cruelty to eyes.
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerox.
DuPont Xerox antifreeze.
Marilyn Vanderburgh finds out how to climb the corporate ladder in 1 minute, but first this word about carpet certified 501 by DuPont.
Here's good news. I bet you thought that collection of hand-me-down, found, and borrowed furniture was hopeless. As a matter of fact, it's right in style. Decorators are mixing all kinds of furniture styles and periods and calling it City Mix. The trick that can pull it all together is carpeting. But you won't have to go broke buying a carpet if you look for the 501 certification mark. The 501 mark means the carpet meets DuPont standards. First, you'll know it's made with 100% nylon pile, the longest-wearing, most durable carpet fiber there is. Then, the 501 mark tells you the carpet's been tested for pile weight, backing strength, and resistance to pilling and fading. 501 certified carpets come in a fabulous range of colors, styles, and textures. But the nicest thing about a carpet certified 501 is how gentle it is to your budget. So gather all your odds and ends together, arrange them on a carpet certified 501, and you're on your way to City Mix. This is Marilyn Vanderburgh, and my guest is Ninky Hartberger, the author of a brand new book entitled The Executive's Wife. We might say that it's advice on how to help your husband as he goes up the corporate ladder. Mrs. Berger, if you were to condense the advice in your book into a few brief do's and don'ts for the executive wives, what would they be?
Stay as close to your husband emotionally as you were when you married him. Don't let the passage of time and the appearance of children make you grow so far apart. One of the things that I think is extremely important is that a man today doesn't want a wife hanging on him, depending upon him. He doesn't want to treat his wife as if she's just another daughter. He wants a companion who's mature and an adult, too. And to do that, she has to learn to live her own life and enjoy her own life. And if she finds that there are great empty stretches in her life, if she finds that boredom seems to be a constant companion, particularly when the kids grow up and grow away, she really has to sit down and do some thinking.
What would some of the specifics be? There are literally thousands, if not millions, of women who feel this way.
There are so many things she can do. For example, she can go back to the interest she had in school or college. I'm willing to bet she's still interested in them. Or if she wants to continue her education, there's hardly a place in the country today where she can't find some classes to go to or do them by correspondence.
Don't you find many of the women, however, lack the courage to go back into school? They feel that perhaps they're out of touch with it.
Well, they probably are, but if you're not doing it for credit, what difference does it make? It's not a question of passing or failing. Socially, how many people on Saturday night are with the same people, Saturday night after Saturday night? Do you go back to the same cottage on the same lake? Do you go back to the same beach, the same resort, vacation after vacation? Do you keep sending your kids back to camp because you think you have to, that you must, and therefore you don't have any money to do anything else? It wouldn't hurt them to miss one season of camp and everybody do something else.
Something with change. You interviewed so many different executives, wives and executives. Is it possible to say that there was one major complaint or one thing that seemed to be troubling the women most of all?
What there seemed to be was a kind of confused, unhappy silence. A tremendous concern not only about what's happening to the marriage and to the children, but to themselves. Everybody has a right to self-fulfillment and having as much fun as possible out of this brief span we call our life. And how terrible to be bored. How terrible to waste it. There is so little you can do to control your life around you, but within those four walls, something can be done, and it's the job of the woman to do it.
I think your book has so many wonderful things to say to women. I hope that many will gain insight from this. We thank you for being the guest on Monitor today.
I've been
talking with Ninky Hartberger, author of a new book, The Executive's Wife, a guide on how to aid your husband's business career. This is Marilyn Vanderburgh for Monitor. Have you ever had an upstairs neighbor that drove you wild with noise? If so, then you'll know that a carpet isn't just attractive, it's thoughtful. But a lot of people put off buying a carpet because they think they can't afford it. They haven't heard about 501 certified carpets. A carpet with the 501 certification mark from DuPont is probably the most affordable carpet you can buy. And it has to meet DuPont standards for 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, pill and fade resistance.
When a carpet's certified 501, it'll put up with just about anything.
Marilyn Vandenberg will be back next weekend, and in 1 minute we'll have a progress report on the flight of Apollo 7, all here in the Monitor Beacon.
John Brandel is a Democrat. On November 5th, he's going to vote for Richard Nixon. Here's why.
Being elected as a county register on a Democratic ticket for 5 years, retired now, I feel at this time I must vote for Mr. Nixon because being the father of 7 children, having a boy 17 years old who'll be eligible for the draft or voluntarily enter the service next year, I feel with 25,000 boys being killed already and 100,000 being wounded, that I wouldn't feel right going into the polls on election day and voting for the Democratic ticket, because I feel that Mr. Nixon is the only one that can end this war and bring our boys back home safe to our shores.
Whatever your party, this time vote like your whole world depended on it. This time, Nixon. The preceding pre-recorded political announcement was paid for by the Nixon Agnew Victory Committee.
WNBC, Radio 66. New York. This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7. Jay Barbary reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center. The Apollo 7 is over the Southern Pacific, approaching Chile to end its 140th trip around Earth. Soon it will be shooting over the South American continent while astronauts Wallace Shorah and Walt Cunningham have dinner. The third member of the crew, Don Isley, is asleep. Since the Apollo 7 went into orbit, the crew has been griping about the food. At a just-concluded news conference in Houston, Flight Director Glenn Lunny was asked about the crew's food gripes.
I think what they were talking about was that the meals got out of cycle with the day-night operation that they were on, and when they felt they ought to be eating breakfast, they were scheduled to eat dinner, and I think it was that kind of problem. In general, they've had the problem where they also feel the food is too sweet and rich, and they have not been eating it. So I would figure at this point, as we did in the control center, they have plenty of food. It's just that they don't seem to be getting eggs and bacon when they expect it.
Well, why didn't you do a better job of planning those meals? I mean, that's what he's really asking. Or picking the meals.
Why don't you talk to the dietitian if you can find him?
Flight Director Glenn Lunny in Houston. The Apollo 7 has now been in orbit 9 days, 6 hours, and 45 minutes since lifting off from Cape Kennedy Friday a week ago. Jay Barbary reporting from the NBC News Apollo Space Center.
Follow Apollo on NBC Radio and television. Harlan Marbley of Washington, D.C. assured himself of at least a bronze medal in the light flyweight division of the Olympic boxing competition today. He advanced to the semifinals by scoring an easy, unanimous decision over Nigeria's Gabriel Ogun for the United States' 11th victory in 14 bouts. In freestyle wrestling, Steve Combs of Deerfield, Illinois, decisioned world champion Danielle Robin of France in a welterweight match, but was eliminated anyway because of his total of 8 penalty points. You know, Olympic sprinters often reach a speed of over 20 miles an hour, and that can sure dry out lips in a hurry. No wonder Chapstick lip balm was selected for use by members of the U.S. Olympic team. It moisturizes and protects their lips from sun and wind. Chapstick smooths and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. Of course, most of us can't run around the block at 20 miles an hour. But if Chapstick works out for an Olympic sprinter, it certainly ought to work for you. Chapstick lip balm. Don't take your lips anywhere without it.
When nights are cold and lonely, stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Keep giving all the love you can.
Never stand by your man. Of course, you know that was Patty Page. You didn't know that, did you? You know it now. Kenyon wins Olympic 1,500 meters. Knocked from unbeaten ranks. Frank Messer will have the stories behind those headlines, plus scores. Next up on Mother Sports, brought to you by Rexall. Drugstores throughout the United States who invite you to shop and save at Rexall.
Rexall 1 cent sale is that in town. The Rexall 1 cent sale is here. A penny more will buy you twice as much. A penny more will make you cheer. Hip, hip, hooray.
Buy Rexall heating pads. Regularly, $6.95 each. Get two for $6.96. Clifton fever thermometers. Regularly, $1.95 each. Get two for $1.96. Not two for the price of one, but specially priced for this event. Rexall. MI31 antiseptic mouthwash. Just $1.19 for 2 pints.
So come on down to your Rexall store. The Rexall 1 cent sale is here.
You're welcome.
Now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Frank Messer.
Thanks, Gene. Kipchoge Keino of Kenya, beaten in the Olympic 5,000 and 10,000 meter runs, won the feature event of the track competition today, the 1500. And he won it by 30 yards from Jim Ryan of the United States with Bodo Tumler of West Germany third. Keino's time, 3:34.9, the second fastest in history at any altitude. Ryan holds the world record, 3:33.1. He ran 3:37.8 today. Kano opened up a 20-yard lead on the field going into the gun lap. Ryan closed it to 15, coming up from 8th place. But then Kano pulled away to give Tiny Kenya its third gold medal of the games. The United States hasn't won the 1500 since 1908. There were these other Olympic developments. John Carlos, who was suspended from the U.S. team for giving a Black Power salute during a medal ceremony, said he plans to leave Mexico tomorrow. He'll return to school at San Jose State College and then hopes for a pro football career after he graduates next June. In diving today, the U.S. men are 1-3 after 7 dives in the 3-meter springboard. The leader is Jim Henry of Dallas. Klaus Diabiasi of Italy is a close second. Bernie Wrightson of Phoenix, the leader as competition resumed this morning, had a poor third dive and dropped to third. The windup tonight. Pro football now. In the NFL, Bill Nelson passed for 3 touchdowns as Cleveland knocked Baltimore from the unbeaten ranks, 30-20. Earl Morrow once again started for the Colts and got his 13th touchdown pass of the season. Johnny Unitas played much of the second half and was intercepted 3 times. 2 of them led to Brown touchdowns. Green Bay spotted Detroit a 14-0 lead on a pair of Bill Munson to Ernie McCulloch touchdown passes, one of them covering 60 yards. Then the Packers went to work and earned a 14-all tie. Zeke Bratkowski, who started in place of ailing quarterback Bart Starr, tossed a 14-yard TD pass to Carroll Dale. Then, when Bratkowski was injured, Starr came off the bench for 1 play in the 4th period and hit Boyd Dowler with a 3-yard pass that gained the tie. New Orleans 16, winless Pittsburgh 12. Chuck Durkee's 3 field goals decided it for the Saints. Dick Hoke scored on a 77-yard ramble for the Steelers. Chicago 29, winless Philadelphia 16. Bill Percival kicked 5 field goals for the Bears. Sam Baker had 3 for the Eagles. San Francisco 26, New York Giants 10. The 49ers' John Brody passed for 2 touchdowns, and Danny Patera contributed a pair of field goals. A Fran Tarkenton to Joe Morrison payoff pitch and a field goal accounted for the Giants scoring. St. Louis 41, Washington 14. Jim Hart passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for a 3rd. The Redskins' Sonny Jurgensen played despite a cracked rib and tossed 1 TD pass. Dallas remained undefeated by knocking off Minnesota 20-7, scoring on a 55-yard interception by Cornell Green, a 15-yard dash by Craig Bainham, and a pair of field goals by Mike Clark. In the AFL, Boston 23, Buffalo 6. Mike Tolliver passed for 2 TDs, and Gino Capoletti kicked 3 field goals. The Bills' 6 points were the result of field goals. Miami 24, Cincinnati 22. Bob Greasy passed for 3 Dolphin touchdowns. And that's Monitor Sports. This is Frank Messer. Now a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day I called my State Farm agent. Hey, Phil, he said, I sure hope you're satisfied with the low cost of your State Farm fire and casualty homeowners policy. Yeah, I said, it's perfect protection for my sprawling ranch house. Ranch house, he said. I thought your house had 2 stories. That, Ralph, is the reason I called you.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Kramer and the Odd Couple, now this for any kind of couple, well, specifically for couples looking for a new house. Remember the comic book hero with penetrating eyesight who could see right through walls? Well, wouldn't it be great to have him along when you're looking at new houses? Now, say you're going through a house with wall-to-wall carpeting. He could warn you right off if there were no permanent finished floors under that wall-to-wall. That warning could save you money in years come. The simple fact is that carpeting wears out and has to be replaced, and that costs money, a lot of money. Of course, if that X-ray vision reveals beneath the carpeting a floor of good, solid oak, you're in great shape because oak flooring, whether used with rugs or carpeting, will last the life of your home. It'll never need replacing. And today's finishing methods make oak easier than ever to care for and keep beautiful. Because they retain all their good looks, oak floors help your house keep its resale value, too. When you're looking at new houses, find out what you're walking on. Insist on a floor that will outlast your mortgage. An oak floor. Monitor continues later today with an interview with the captain of the Queen Elizabeth. World of Wheels, Apollo 7 reports, Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, and the president of the Motion Picture Association of America, Jack Valenti, will explain the new classification code for movies. Interesting guy. I met him this week. Listen to him. Up to now, all we've known is that the label for adults only means it's too dirty for anyone over 30 to understand. This is Gene Rayburn for Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
Suppose you start at age 35 to save $100 a month. That's about $25 a week. How much would you have at age 65? Based on the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, you would have over $83,000 before taxes at age 65. You only saved $36,000 at the Dime. The balance was dividends, a profit of over $47,000, money you didn't have to work for. Then you could draw $345 a month for the rest of your life without touching a penny of your principal. You can make it a Dime Trust savings account by naming your loved ones on the account. If something happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named on the account. You can start at any age, save any amount, large or small. This merely proves the power of compound dividends. For postage-free forms to open your account, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Now with the news, Paul Friedman.